Hey there, rock fans, blues lovers, and slow riders of all kinds. Welcome back to the Rock Pod. I'm your host, Jimmy, and today we're taking a deep, long, smooth ride into one of rock's most underrated slide guitar-drenched boogie-heavy bands, Foghat. Yeah, you know the one. That song you cranked up every time you need to feel the groove. Slow ride. But Foghat was, and is, so much more than just that one track. Buckle in, folks. This one's going to be a wild, bluesy journey. Some Foghat-fueled rock history, and yes, I'll keep the puns coming. Welcome to the Rock Pod. All right, let's hop in our time machines and go back to the late 1960s. We're in London now. The British blues boom is raging. Young musicians are obsessed with American blues legends like Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Elmore James, and of course, John Lee Hooker. Enter Dave Peverett, better known as Lonesome Dave. Dave had been fronting Savoy Brown, one of the top British blues bands of the era, known for their electric blues rock and tireless touring. But like many bands of that time, Savoy Brown was a revolving door of musicians and egos. In 1971, Lonesome Dave, along with drummer Roger Earl, another Savoy Brown alumna, decided to break away. They brought along bassist Tony Stevens and soon added lead guitarist Rod Price, a master of slide guitar, who would go on to define the Foghat sound. Now, Rod was a session guitarist who was heavily influenced by Elmore James, open-tuned slide playing, which became the cornerstone of Foghat's sonic identity. And thus, Foghat was born. As for the name, according to legend, it was nonsense. It was a nonsense word Dave made up as a child playing Scrabble with his brother. When they needed a band name, they figured, well, why not? It was memorable, strange, and unique. You gotta love a band whose name sounds like a wool cap for a dense London fog. Or maybe a hat you wear while grilling ribs. Either way, it stuck. Foghat released their self-titled debut in 1972, produced by the legendary Dave Edmunds, who brought a sharp rock edge to their blues foundation. The album featured a heavy, high-energy approach to blues covers and originals, including a killer version of Willie Dixon's I Just Want to Make Love to You. Their signature, well, it was loud, high-energy boogie rock with deep blues roots. Rod Price's slide guitar sizzled. Dave's gravelly vocals growled. Roger Earl kept the train rolling with his driving drums. And Tony Stevens, man, his bass lines provided a solid, thumping groove. The American audience ate it up. While they didn't explode instantly, they were building something solid, grinding it out on the road. Opening for acts like Humble Pie, the Jay Giles Band, and Mountain. They were road dogs from the start. I don't want you to cook my bread. I don't want you to make my bed. I don't want your money too. I just want to make love to you. Yeah, right there. That heavy, thumping, bluesy energy. Foghat wasn't reinventing the wheel. They were just making that wheel spin fast and furious and loud. And they had one secret weapon, Rod Price's scorching slide guitar. Their second album, Foghat, Rock and Roll, dropped in 1973, solidifying their reputation. It contained the single Ride, 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 further establishing their boogie bonafide. By their third album, Energized, in 1974, they were hitting their stride, producing hits like Honey Hush and Step Aside. Their relentless work ethic and tight live performances were earning them a fiercely loyal fan base. Rock. By 1975, after a few solid records, Foghat hit gold, literally and figuratively. Their Fool for the City album finally cracked the mainstream, and at the center of it was their monster hit, Slow Ride. Oh yeah, come on, you know it. That drum beat, that bass groove, Rod Price's slide guitar riffing through your soul. It became their defining anthem. Ironically, Tony Stevens had left the band by this point, and producer Nick Jameson stepped in to play bass and keyboards on the album. Funny thing is, that song was born out of an extended jam session. According to Roger Earl, it wasn't some carefully crafted composition. It was just one of those magic moments where everything clicks, and it became a rock staple. And the album cover also became iconic. Dave, Lonesome Dave, sitting beside a manhole cover, fishing in the middle of New York City. It was quirky, funny, and perfectly Foghat. Fishing for gold records, perhaps. Well, mission accomplished. Fool for the City went platinum. Rock Pod. Foghat became a touring machine. They played nonstop, huge arena shows, co-headlining with heavyweights like Aerosmith, Ted Nugent, Kiss, and Black Sabbath. Stories from the road? Yeah, there are plenty. Once they reportedly played 70 shows in 75 days. They were known for their loud, high-energy concerts that often turned into extended jam sessions, especially on songs like Slow Ride, which could stretch well past 10 minutes live. Roger Earl recalled once that they had a slow schedule that night, and after their bus broke down, instead of canceling, they hitched a ride on a meat delivery truck just to make it to the gig. Yeah, they were notorious for their high-volume shows. Their live album, Foghat Live, 1977, captured that intensity perfectly. It became one of the best-selling live albums of the decade, going double platinum. Now that's pure rock energy bottled up. No frills, no gimmicks, just sweat, volume, and killer riffs. And like many classic rock bands, the 80s brought challenges. Lineup changes began. Tony Stevens left in 75, replaced by Craig McGregor, who became a fan favorite. Then Rod Price departed in 1980. The Slide Master was gone. And while Eric Cartwright admirably filled in, the band was never quite the same. The music industry was shifting. New wave, synth pop, hair metal, and MTV changed the rock landscape. And Foghat struggled to maintain commercial momentum. By mid-decade, the band faced internal conflicts, management disputes, and financial difficulties. As Lonesome Dave once joked, "We're like a bar band that accidentally made it big, but we'll always play like we're still in that bar." And Foghat's legacy? Well, they never pretended to be anything but what they were, a high-octane blues boogie rock band that lived to play live, to make you move, and to crank it loud. They're the soundtrack to the late night drives and backyard barbecues, and more than a few questionable decisions made in bars with jukeboxes and cars with back seats. Foghat's influence stretches wide. You hear their DNA in bands like ZZ Top, George Thorogood, and the Black Crowes. The mastery of the live show influenced countless touring acts like Slow Ride has become a rock anthem. Immortalized in films like Days of Confused, Supernatural, and Family Guy. Even decades later, when that opening riff hits, people light up. So the next time you hit that long stretch of highway, crank up Foghat. Roll the windows down and take a slow ride. They deserve it. And hey, as Lonesome Dave might say, if it ain't got a slide guitar, it ain't rock and roll. If you like today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow the Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes. And be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for the Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip. We'll see you next time. Additional music in this episode, I Just Want to Make Love to You, Slow Ride, and Fool for the City by Foghat.